Kitanoi. We spoke about a machlekes, if ikashir bepeh, or ikashir bekli, which means that when they sang in the Beis HaMikdash, they also had they sang with their mouth, obviously, and they had also flutes, trumpets, whatever they had. So now, the machlekes is that the ikashira, or is the ikashira with the kli? Well, the ikashira was with pan, and it was for niceness, the kli, but it wasn't the ikashira.
When the mission is a follow,
it
means
dafka with
a flute or all instruments?
It's not dafka with a flute, it's all instruments.
Zakti
Ma, let me get that note. It's this machlekes of ikashir bepeh, or ikashir bekli is a machlekes that night. The Tanan we learned in the Mishnah. Avdei Kayanim Hayu. They were Avdei Kayanim. Who were these players? These players were Avdei Kayanim. Obviously, they weren't Kayanim, they weren't Yisraelim, they were Avadim of Kayanim. Divrei Amei. Rabbi Yossi Yoma. Mishpachas Beis Abgarim, or Mishpachas Beis Tziporia. That's what type of Mishpachas they were. Ma'amun, that's what they played. Ma'amun Mayu. They were from the place of Ma'amun. Shayimasi and Lekahuna, and they would marry for Kahuna. That means they were good Yisraelim. They were Miyuchas. We knew that they were kosher and everything was okay with them, and they were able to marry. Their daughters were able to marry Kayanim. Abchanina ben Antigninus, I met. Levim are you? They were Levim, but the Yisraelim are apostle. My love. So we have three way machlokes. Who were the players? Were they Avdei Kayanim? Were they these good Yisraelim or Yuchasim? Or they were Levim? My love. Welcome Iflagi.
The man da. Why did they need to be Yisraelim or
Yuchasim? We're gonna see. My love. Welcome Iflagi. The man da. My avodim are you? Ksav ikashir bepeh. The one that says avodim, they were able to be anyone. They hold ikashir bepeh. Since ikashir bepem, the ikka people were the ones that sang by mouth. Anyone else, there's no problem. They didn't need a keli. They were able
why
to.
Why they have to take avodim? Because they were more skilled.
Right. So ikashir bepem. Umadam levim are you? Let the man that says they were levim kasava ikashir bekli. Since the ikashir bekli, that's why I need a levi. Why? Because else it wouldn't be kosher. It's part of that avodas. I need a levi. A levi's a kosher. Kasha for
the instrument?
Right. That's what he said, right? Because ikashir bekli. So that's part of the ikashir.
But this is not connected.
It's an essential service. So therefore, it has to be done by a levy.
Now we're talking about was the kli also? Was the players also Levim, or that could have been anyone? Levim was.
I understand the players, the instrument.
Yeah, that's the same machlokes.
So what about the vocals? The vocals had to be Levim.
That for sure.
That's for sure. That's part. That was their job.
That's right. I was saying no.
Right. Yeah, no. That was their job. Like, that was for sure their job. The question is the instrument also included in that? In that. Okay. Zakti Gemara. Okay, so that's the machlekes. Could you have avadim? Because ikashir bepeh, not bekli, so kli could be anyone. Or you can have avadim. Zakti Gemara, that's what you were asking. Abyesi that says, no, it wasn't avadim, it wasn't levim, it was Yisraelim. Ikasava ikashir bepeh, if he holds the ikashir bepeh, fellow avadim nami, so could avadim could do it. Ikasava ikashir bekli, if he holds the ikashir bekli, Levim and Yisraelim loy. It has to be Dafka Levim. So where does he have this middle gather? Rabbi Yossi is the middle man d'amah. He says, not Avadim, but Yisraelim, and it doesn't have to be Levim. Manusha. If he holds that it has to be Ikashir's Bekli, then you need Levim. If he holds Ikashir Repair, so I can have whoever I want Bekli. It could be anyone.
This seems like this could be anybody's opinion. If it's Iker, if it's not Iker. Yes, right. Yes, it's everybody.
Right, that's what the Gemara is asking. Why Dafka Yisraelim? It could be Avadim also.
But I mean, for everybody's opinion here.
What do you mean?
Could it be the con? I mean, anybody could do it. Yeah.
If you hold ikashir bepeh, so bekli, anyone could play the instrument. I have a jam. I don't care who plays the instrument.
Meaning now that we said that the machlokes is totally ikashir bekli, what should be used for?
Yeah.
Granted, they know how to play.
Whoever knows how to play, exactly. 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 Mara, hello. The kula alma ikashir bepet. Everyone agrees that ikashir bepet. So what's the machlekes? So why can everyone do bekli? Ubahakam iflegi. The ma'asa b'hachi ave ma'asa. Ma'asa b'hachi ave ma'asa. They're really not arguing on this fact. They're just arguing on what was the story. Everyone agrees that everyone can do the kli. Since we hold ikashir bepet, so the kli can be done by anyone. And the machlekes is, what was the story? Who did it? Now, what's this machlekes all about? Zakti gemar lemay nafkemina. What's nafkemina? Lemay lemiduchen leyuchsin ulemayse kamiflegi. Do we take someone that was standing on the duchen? Duchen means that they were standing, the mesharim, the singers, that's where they stood, and the players, that's where they stood. So now the people that were standing there, could we refer them now? Could we take them? Can we use them? Is that a raya to yuchsin, that the real kosher yuchsin? And is that a raya to give them maisa levi? Now, maisa sheni. Zotimaya, man da ama avadim ayu. The one that says avadim, k'sava ein ma'alim duchem liyuchsin. You can't take from, you see someone standing on that duchen, you can't take him for yuchsin. It doesn't mean he's anything about him. It means absolutely nothing. V'loy lemaisa. Not for duchening, not for maisa. Not for yuchsin. And not for mice. He has no value. It could be anyone doing it.
No status.
Right, no status. Umandam Yisrael, are you? The man that says Yisrael, k'sava ma'ala miduchan liyuchsin. You could take it from duchan liyuchsin. Avaloy lemaisa. But not to maisa. That means that it has to be Yisrael. It means he's a kosher Jew. He can get married. You know that he's okay. But for maisa, he's not a levy. So he holds that you can't, if you see someone standing by that duchen, by that platform, you can't make him into a levy, you can't give him maisa. Umadam, levim are you, ksava ma'alam educhen, bein liyuchsin, bein lemaisa. You could take him, when you see him standing there, he's a real levy, you could put him from there, you could give him, you could, for yuchsin and for maisa.
What kind of Torah said? The Gemara started out saying, limika tonight. Then we backed off from that.
Totally.
And we said, now we said, so what's the matter? We want people that stood in the Beis HaMikdash, if this would tell you about anything else, why would it? Pshita, that it, if they were living, what's the connection here? That the people standing in the Beis HaMikdash playing the instruments were people that had we meyachsin or not? What's the shaykhis?
No, so you're right. It's not a shaykhis. It's more the fact that
if they're Israel, then they're kosher. If they're not, then not. Why does it matter?
You can't have a Bapakeya who's a Russian. Right. You can't have a Tzibu who's a Russian. So they only
the Gemara is telling you that there's Takano Nafkamina. Just the Shaila is, this was the story or this was the story.
So now, why would I think somebody in the Beis HaMikdash is Royati Meiser? If he's a Israel, he's not. If he's a Levi, he is.
But the Shaila is, were they Mechayev that Levim should be there? Now, I'm not sure how your question is. That means, were they Mechayev that Levim should be there? Or weren't they Mechayev? Were they Mechayev Yisraelim Yechasim? Or they were just Mechayev anyone was able to do it? Now, that's a Shaila Metzias. What was the story? That's what the Gemara says.
Right, the question was, what was the story? Not doing Mechayev, that's how happened. Because you just said, Ikashir Bepeh.
Right. But now, the question is, what was the story?
But why can't they just say,
whoever wants to be there.
Why did they just say who they thought it was? And have to talk about Meiser. We know we give Meiser to a lady. We
No, but let's say you're a guy, you never worked with Mr. Mikdash, now you come in, they say, oh, I should go over to you, you're a lady. No, you know what? That's a platform, whoever's on there's a lady. Very good idea, right? I never heard you by Ali, I don't know if you get lady, I don't know what you get. How do I know who's a lady? So this is a nice idea that Chazal thought of, you know what? It's a good idea. Let's all the guys stand there are Levi. All the guys stand there are Yisrael.
But
I can marry them.
Be a Levi, or they wouldn't have made a mile out of it.
Right. That's I think what Moshe's asking a little bit. Like, why do that? Maybe make a difference. Maybe whoever plays ball is a Levi. I don't know.
What's it doing? Make it.
Ezra Sevim.
Ezra
Sevim,
exactly.
I'm saying that's the Gemara. I didn't have the Gemara. Now that these people were the ones who played the chalul, now what? Now they're all Levim, potentially.
We're only going to let Levim there because we want.
The Shiva doesn't matter, but you're going to take this as a ride.
Right. I mean, it doesn't matter. You don't need it. But we wanted that, you know what? This should be a sign of a Levi. Or we wanted that you should know, we checked with these Yisraelim, you can marry them without any problem.
We still don't know who they were. We don't know.
Well, it's Machlekes.
I know.
Either they were only Levim, or they were Yisraelim, or was anyone.
Right. Let the Gemara make a difference, Afkamina. The Shabbos where the Duchen was. So if it was Levim, it was near the Mizbeah. If it was Yisraelim, and the Avadim had to be in a different place. What?
So there were nobody, there was no platform. There could have been Yisraelim too. There wasn't a
platform. But anyone.
No, but there couldn't be.
Anybody was coming from the platform.
That's where they stood. That's where they stood.
They probably wouldn't let them into Tez Israel. They probably had one.
But it could also be that by Mesvara, you think to yourself, anybody being Mesharis in the Beis HaMikdash is a lady. Once we had that Svara already, now I had to be careful to make sure that the Taka Levim Rameh holds, it's irrelevant. You're not going to look at that and judge it by that. So maybe like you give it to even Evet Kanani.
So the vocalists were standing somewhere. We already knew they were Levim. The vocalists.
They had to be Levim.
So they were on a different platform.
No, they were on the same platform. But one of the players, the guy that was the Israel Lang. What's the name of the guy?
The conductor. So you had the vocalist, you had the Levium there.
He had to be a lady.
Anybody could be the instrument. Where they?
That was stood next to them. Why not?
So then you're thinking they're Levium, no?
No, you know the guy singing. Only the chazan. Only the voice. Well, it makes sense that it shouldn't be a Levi. You can't be Mechai Levi. I mean, the guy learned how to play, but let's yeah, but someone knew how to play. Oh, but voice also. Okay.
I'm trying to say, if the idea is someone who walks in, they don't know if they're who they are, and then all of a sudden they're standing on the same platform as the vocalist.
You mean I got confused? So they'll say only the vocalist and not the players. I mean, it's pretty differentiation.
I just don't understand why we're assuming everyone. Just because it's my story that way. They didn't stop people that wouldn't be a Levi to go play.
If that was the master, they did. Because they wanted you to learn from them.
Once was a Vegas.
Now we're going back to before. We started off yesterday with the Machlekes, if the Cholol is Deicha Shabbos or not. Could you play this flute on Shabbos or not? Zakti Gemara. So we said over there that everyone agreed that the Machlekes was only the Gabe Shir Shakam. By Simchas Beis Sheva, it's definitely not Deicha Shabbos. You do not play a flute on Simchas Beis Sheva. Rabbi Yemi Baba says different. Machlekes b'shir she'eva. No. Machlekes if the flute was played, that's by Simchas Beis She'eva. Rabbi Yisi Babi Yudah Sava Simchi Yisei Anami Deiches HaShabbos. We want you to be very happy on Shabbos also, so we play the flute on Shabbos. Rabbi Yisi Babi Simchi Yisei Anami Deiches HaShabbos. This extra happiness is not Deiches HaShabbos. Ava b'shir shal karbon debi hakel avaydi v'deiches HaShabbos. But b'shir shal karbon, the singing of the karbon, everyone agrees that Avadi you played with the flute on Shabbos. That's not what the Machlekes is. Just the opposite of what we saw yesterday. Yesterday we saw that by Shir Shal Kav, and that's where there's a Machlekes, but by Shir Shal She'eva, everyone agrees you didn't have to play Simchas Beis She'eva on Shabbos. He was saying just the opposite of that. Everyone agrees that by Shir Shal She'eva, by Shir Shal Kav, and everyone agrees that it is Deicha Shabbos. Shir Shal She'eva is a Machlekes, and this Mishnah that said that it's not Deicha Shabbos is a Machlekes. Zogt die Gemara, Meisvei, Shir Shashayev Adoiches HaShabbos, Dibbe Beitzvei B'yudah V'chamay Maf Yontav En Adoiches. So we have a raya to what we just said, to Rabbi Yemi B'Avad, that Bashir Shashayev was Machlaikis. To Yufti, to Rabbi Yosef, to Yufti, it's a stira on Rabbi Yosef that we learned yesterday, that says Bashir Shashayev, everyone agrees that it's not Adoiches Shabbos. Zogt die Gemara, okay, so that's one thing. Let's say that they're only arguing b'shir she'eva b'shir she'akav, and they're not arguing, and everyone holds that it's better and it's deicha Shabbos. It comes out it's not like a basis in two things. First of all, a basis says that there's a machleik is b'shir she'akav. He was saying that everyone agrees that it is deicha. Second of all, b'shir she'eva a basis says everyone agrees that it's not Deicha, and here you see it's a Machlekes. I'm like, Abyeisiv, no, don't say that it's not like me in two things. We're not sure if this Bryce is enough of it to Yufta or not. Because if they're arguing over here, would it be...
So they're they're arguing the two things that he also feels like important. That's my focus with the court too. That's what he does.
Yeah, right. No, pligi b'shir shehev v'led in the carbon. They're really arguing by both. So it is like me, legabe shir shel carbon. So why do they argue by shir shehev? Behind the commitment shir shehev, like the achah koyach of Rabbeisim of Yehuda. It's coming to teach you the koyach that teira of Rabbeisim of Yehuda. That fill the shehev and nami dachi. Even the shehev, it's also daicha, and you could blow it on Shabbos. In fact, the more v'aktani zechol shabbos shehev. It says, this is the chol of Shavuot that's not deich and not Shavuot Yantiv. Zeh the ene deich. I want the carbon deich. Since mashma, carbon is yedeich, Shavuot is not deich. Man, ine me beisim Rabbi Yehuda. If you say it's a beisim Yehuda, Mashir Shavuot and Amidah. He says Shavuot is also deich. El alav Rabbanon, so El amai, you're talking about the Rabbanon. And the Rabbanon hold that Mashir Shavuot carbon is deich. You have to have Yehuda v'tati. So here's clear that even the Rabbanon hold that the Chol of Deichas Shabbos, but she's a carbon. She's a Sheva. So, Elamai.
Rabbanon hold by carbon is left.
Right. Right. Elamai, who's that? It's Yufta Machlekes.
Because it was specific.
Right, exactly.
So, why do we bring in the Bryce in the beginning? The Mishnah states this clearly.
It's a deek. It's a deek in the Mishnah. It's not clear. Okay, so now, we knocked out Abyasiv. Now, the question is, my time at the Mandama Ikashir Bikli. What's the reasoning for the Mandama that says that Ikashir Bikli? Where does he get that from? L'chayr it should be, Dafke Bepeh. Why should it be Bikli? So the Mordech Siv, it says a Pasik,
why is that
Hanach
that it should be with him?
Yeah, it doesn't seem like, yeah.
Why is the Gemara Dafka? Why did Rav have to say that? Min Mechtes, maybe.
Because why are we asking what's Mandama? Why not?
What's the Svara to it?
Yeah, okay. My time. Yeah, okay. The pen.
We're going to get that.
Hey Chayil, Shir Hashem, Vachatzaitzois, Vayidei Klei David Melech Yisrael. So what do you see? You see Shir Hashem, Vachatzaitzois. So you see trumpets, what you just said, Rabbi Mezla. You see trumpets, we use part of the Shir. It's part of a Shir. So obviously, you see the Kalim are part of a Shir.
It's a Stuka, Shir Hashem,
and not both. So you see it's part of it.
Maybe
it's not Shir. Zok Gemara, my time, the one I'm Ikka Shir Bepeh. Okay, here's a klal raya. We just said that ikashir bekli. So what's the reasoning for my name that says ikashir bepeh? The chsev, it says in pasuk ve'ika echad lamechatzrim ulamasharim lashmiya kol echad. So what do you see from here? It doesn't say. It doesn't say the kalim.
What does the mechatzrim mean?
Chatzrim means
not chatzrim.
No. Lamechatzrim ulamasharim. Faket. It's not part of it. They were different people.
The Rashi learns that it was a chatzaitzus,
but right, but it was different people, right?
Which means only one of them was lukuva,
right? Exactly. Rashi says.
Yeah, so why not both then? How
no,
do you know?
No, so look at Rashi.
They're not musical instruments, the chatzaitzus.
So they weren't part of the song; they would just blow.
Rashi says that what?
So they would just blow the trumpets.
Yeah, they weren't. They weren't part of the song. Exactly. They were there to blow it for Tamidim and Masaf. And Rashi explains.
Like a shofar blowing.
Yeah. Yeah, like what we blow. You don't call that a pleasure. It had its purpose.
No,
right, exactly. Okay, so that's the pshat in the machlekes. He has this pasuk. In fact, v'edach nami yaksev. But what does the mandama say? It says v'yem echizkiya. Over there, the pasuk says Shir Hashem v'chatzaitzus is part of the song. V'edach hachi kama hachel Shir Hashem bepeh ayidei David ayidei klei David melech Yisrael lebesumei kala. So it was there just for To sweeten the cup. But it wasn't there. That wasn't part of the shir. Right?
Wasn't the ikka shir.
Right. It was there, God, to sweeten it, but it wasn't the ikka shir.
So he was saying it wasn't essential then? Or was saying it was essential?
Yes.
No, it wasn't.
It wasn't essential. V'idach nami, haksev, v'hikach l'mechatzatzim l'shayrim. Over there is mashma, that is two different things. There's chatzaitzis and there's shayrim. It's not connected. It's not there for the Mishayim. That the Mahachkama. Mishayim dumi the Mechatzatzim. The singers are similar to the Mechatzatzim. Ma Mechatzatzim Bikli. Av Mishayim Bikli, just like the Chatzaitzis. Adam Bikli, to give this simon, whatever you blow in this Chatzaitzis. So to the singers, are there with Kalim. And here you see that, singers are there with Kalim. Dr. Mishnah. Mi shalai ra simchas beisa she'eva, lai ra simcha miyamav. If you didn't see this happiness, you never saw simcha in your life. You know what's going on there? What was so exciting?
I know, I was just thinking.
So let's see. That wasn't exciting. It was something that's. It was in the ear that was exciting. He's talking about Breslov. Breslov is not. Let's tell you, what happened? The first night of Matzah Yantif, Yardul Azaznashim, the window Azaznashim, and Saknim Sham Tikkun Gadol. They made Tikkun Gadol. We can see in the Gemara exactly what they did. Menoya Shalzah Vayisham. There were these golden menorahs, v'abas falim shel zav b'Hashem, four barrels of zav, four kalim of zav was on top of them.
Of each menorah.
Right.
Not kalim. Kalim made out of gold.
Svalim, we had it. It was the whole thing. Bolts, yeah.
Right.
Hello.
Right.
V'abas sulma is l'chal echad v'echad, four ladders to each one. V'abas yiladim mipichei kohona. There were four children of pichei kohona, of it doesn't mean little children, obviously. They were holding that because they had to carry heavy stuff. Will be a damn kadim shall may of esrim lug, 120 lugs. Shem atilim lechol sval v'sval, that they would put into each kli on top of the oil. They would put into the so you can imagine how much they were carrying up the ladder. 120 lug. How much does a lug weigh?
No, it's six eggs.
Six eggs.
I thought it was three.
No. So you see, you're talking about 120.
Yeah, carrying
up a ladder.
A big box of eggs up a ladder.
That's why your ladder is not children.
720 eggs.
Rashi says, the article doesn't have a measurement. I'm sure they have something.
With the shell or no shell?
With the shell. No, it wasn't an egg. They don't have a measurement, really? Okay.
I thought I read it the other day.
Oh, you have something in the back?
20 dozen eggs.
120 lug. 120 lug, right. How much is a lug?
20 dozen eggs.
No, he only mentions why 120.
Yeah, okay, fine, but it doesn't say the amount. Oh, but he says in the back, oh, you have the good stuff.
A liquid measure equals a volume of 6 eggs. 6 eggs,
you see? Between
16 and 21 ounces is contemporary measure. That's a lot.
16 times 120.
16, I imagine like a beer.
16 ounces a pound.
No, that's volume.
What do you mean volume?
Well, he's looking at it's the volume, not the weight.
Yeah,
you can't confuse volume and weight. They use ounces for both.
Well, what are you measuring? We know what time 120 is.
No, but how much it weighs? He's going to convert it.
He can't do that. You could do that?
Yeah.
He's not doing that.
No, you can't.
Not as calculated. He can't do it. So, anyways. So you have someone holding on this ladder.
Anyway, what they did is that they used to go up and down the ladder 100 times.
Who said it?
Who said they went up at one time?
No, it'd be Yedem Kadim Shalmei Be'asim. Look, in their hands were a jug of 120 lug. Right?
Yes, 100%. So now, you're talking about that's Rashi's very madgish when it says Yeladim. Rashi says the word children was Bachurim. It was Bachurim. It wasn't. Okay, fine. Now, so they went up this ladder. Now, this ladder wasn't 10
what
feet.
What does Yeladim mean? Perchei Kohanim mean? They were Perchei Kohanim?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. But they weren't. It wasn't. Yeah, we'll see in the mission in a few minutes that what it was. I'm saying, but it wasn't 10 feet, this ladder either. It was a tall ladder. So they weren't afraid of heights. Mevloi machnes mikisne mechinse mechnase kayanim umemyanim mehen. Hayim afkim behen and hayim adlik. Oh, so what's that? So they used, what were the wicks? They used older clothing from the big day kuhuna, and that they turned it and they made it into wicks. They cut it and they made it into wicks.
Doesn't take time.
Hayim afkim.
They didn't use the
katana.
Also was from yeah, but they use the
katanas.
Why can't they use the katanas?
That's Tyson's cash.
Yeah.
It says kosher. It says by sure.
He doesn't give a teretz.
Right.
It says it was 50 amos high, the candle.
Yeah, we'll get, yeah. Ubehenoi madlikin. They lit from that. There wasn't a chatzir Yerushalayim that didn't light up from these candles. Now, why? I mean, it was so powerful. See, 1 second. So Rashi just goes ahead and explains that it was 50 amos. That's why it was higher. It was taller than the Har Habayis. 50 amos is 100 feet.
Right. Wow.
You know what that means? You know what the ladder that is?
That's what I'm saying.
It's as tall as this building.
No, it's tall. Three times probably the height of the building.
Six times. Way higher. So you're talking about children schlepping up 120 pounds.
The building is more than
the room. What was it sitting on?
We have steps outside.
It's probably about 30 feet.
That's how big the candle itself was.
It was about three times the height of the building.
Oh, no, it sat on this menorah.
Yeah, but where was the menorah sitting on?
The floor.
So it was that big? Yeah. That's what I'm asking. That's a huge menorah.
I think so.
It's bigger than
Uzeh Chabad menorah.
That's where Chabad got them.
And the point is that the arms were spread out. They couldn't have
Moshe. They couldn't drive this one on their cars.
But it's like interesting because how much light could already a candle give? It wasn't so many candles.
It was a massive wick.
I'm saying.
The wick was for all.
Well, wait a minute. When they used to announce the chaydush, they did the same thing, right? From mountain to mountain.
When it's dark outside, you could see a fire from miles away.
It wasn't a whole house burning.
Maybe
it was a wick.
Maybe it's like when they always say 300, you know, whatever. Like they're exaggerating.
Oh, you can't always do that. Then everything will become a big joke. Chassidim v'anshei ma'isa, ha'im reaktim b'fneim. The Chassidim and Anshei Ma'isa would dance in front of them. Ba'avukai shal'or, with torches of fire.
They juggled them.
Shabi Yedayan. So Rashi says some juggled with four, some juggled with eight. So you can imagine what was going on over here. Va'ayim l'fneim, de'vashiris v'shibachas. And they would praise our Kaddish Baruch Hu. Ba'alavim b'kinoiris. And Levim came without the instruments of an avalim itself tayin chatzaitzis of a klei shir. Below mispah, how many he wanted? He had 100,000 players, whatever, there was no limit. They probably prepared before.
They've done it nowadays, they've done this huge thing they do a song.
Al chomesh esim ma'ilis, hayodis ma'ilis yisrael as nashim. They would stand on these 15 steps that go from Ezra Zol as Nashim. Can I get Chomet Jesse Ma'ala Shabbat Tehillim? Shemaah Shabbat Tehillim. Can I get the 15 Shemaah Shabbat Tehillim? Shalein Levim, Aymim B'Klei Shir, V'Aymim Shir. That's what they would stand and say Shir. V'Amdu Shnei Kainim B'Sha'a Elyon. Two Kainim stood in the Sha'a Elyon. Sheyoyed Ma'ala Yisrael as Nashim. V'Shnei Chatzaitzis B'Yedayin. There are two trumpets. Kara Geva. When the Geva came up, you know what the Geva is? The who? The Tanaga, right?
What? The crier.
The Tanaga. It's Mar Numa. The Tanaga.
Umar has two shiners.
Yeah.
The other is a person.
Person or rat. That's what we did. What? The Tanaga. The Tanaga. The chicken.
Zeku.
The rooster.
The rooster, waking you up.
Taku Bayuva, Taku, they blew. Higila Maila Asiz, they came to the 10th step. Taku Bayuva, Taku, they blew again. Higila Azar, they came to Azar. Taku Bayuva, Taku, they blew again. Ayatelkin, Vahelchen, they blew. Till they got to Megillah Shah Yitzim and Mizrach, till they got to this Shah and the Migdash, Megillah Shah Yitzim and Mizrach, Hafru, Pneim, and Mizrach, Lamayab, they turned the faces to Mayav Amr, Avisain, Shaymamokim, Mazach, Reim, Allah Hechel, Upneim, Kedma. The backs were to the Hechel, and he's was saying in the Ba'is Rishon, they were Kaifa. They were Kaifa. And they did.
It was one Maisa, no?
What?
No, they're saying that.
The whole Ba'is Rishon?
No, but he's just saying, this pasuk is in Cheskel. And the Mishtachim Kedma L'Shemesh. V'onu L'Kai Neinu, they bow down to the sun. We are bowing down to Hashem. We're here for Hashem. V'udai Meshainu V'ayim Onu L'Kai Neinu. We're for B'ayin Shem V'ayin Shem for us. Now, there's one question that will answer Mitzvah and Shabbos. Is that, who danced again? What do we say? Who danced? Chassidim Anshei Ma'ase. Who told you you're chassid?
No, the people that were chassidim got up and danced.
What do you mean? It was a nice covered. Anyone that wore frack?
No. Anybody that they naturally bought it out was someone
who had a menorah on their car.
That's what they
requested.
They got
it. You wouldn't get up?
Let's put it this way. If you're juggling 8 torches, if you're not a chassid, you're not going to do it. It's dangerous.
You didn't have to do that. Why some did that. You think everyone was juggling 8 torches?
It's 8 torches.
Why would
that's the
their backs turned to the...
That was his man of the...